This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My mic's on. We're good. Okay. Back in at it. Fesco, Likens, Maury. Are you going to put your head in a bowl of ice water and eat a banana and cover your lips?
Excuse me?
You saw this.
Well, you've been on vacation.
Yes, I have.
This is a new trend, apparently. What is this guy's name?
Oh, I don't know his name. He's fitness
jacked,
influencer.
Yeah, and he puts his face. He only uses Saratoga water.
What the hell is
sparkling
that?
Sparkling water.
It's like a sparkling water.
From Saratoga, New York? Is he importing water now?
They're big blue glass bottles.
Yeah, and he pours into a bowl, puts ice in there, and he dunks his
How much is Saratoga water paying him to do this?
A lot of money.
Yeah. And he tracks everything he does. He wakes up at 3:30. He reads a book for 2 minutes. Then at 3:35, he journals for 2 minutes. And then he's in the pool. And so now everyone's making fun of him. It's great.
You know, some of these guys that tell you what to do and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
Here's how you lose weight. Less intake, more outtake.
That's exactly right. It's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Stop eating!
Ricky Gervais said that on one of his stand-ups. Like, Ricky, you've gotten so skinny. How'd you do it? I stopped eating as much. I started working out more.
Uh-huh.
Real easy. Never thought it was that easy.
I went, for my physical back in February, and my doctor's like, well, if you take in less and you work out more, then you're going to be okay.
Wow.
You want to guess how many times Fesco had In-N-Out Burger in Arizona in the past week?
Yeah, how many times? Do you know?
I don't.
Take a guess.
Three.
Kid.
There you go.
You nailed it.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, you nailed it.
That's a good. I was like, how many times you hit it up? He's like, three. It's like, good Lord. I said, well, you're good for a year.
Yeah, you nailed exactly it. Right. Kids wanted in and out.
Do you
right?
get the same thing every time?
Every time, number one, double fries,
nice.
Animal style. Let's go.
Smash.
Yeah. You're there for about, exactly. You were there for about a week. So that's once every other day.
I mean, in that place too, you want to talk about a business. You want to follow a business that does a good job. In and out, no matter what time of day it is, there's a line out the door.
Wow.
There's a line out the door. 10:30, 3:30, 5, it doesn't matter. Line out the door of people wanting to get their product because they do something, they do it well, they don't deviate. There's not much of a choice there.
No, it's consistent.
The line dissipates fast.
It does dissipate fast. They do move the line.
That food dissipates fast.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of have to eat the animal style fries quickly, though, right? It becomes a sog lord.
A little bit. Yeah,
for sure.
It's cheese and onions and
sauce. I've never had it, so I'm jealous.
Oh, so do so you, know, you know what else they do? You know why else it's great? They pay their employees. $18.50 an hour to start.
I didn't know.
To start.
Is that everywhere or just Arizona?
That was that one store I saw when we left on Saturday. But I mean, I'm sure it's probably higher in California.
Did they have it in the airport?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no. They only, see, I read about this company, right? Because they are so good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have a store on land that they don't own that doesn't have a deed on it. So they buy the land, they pay that off, they build the thing, they're debt free.
Wow.
They'll never be in like an airport or something like
that. That's huge. You know?
They do an unbelievable job. I mean, they just do a great job.
Come here, please.
Okay, so here's the other thing. They need to have all their stores. I think it's within 8 hour drive of their warehouses to keep quality control. So when
the warehouse is all West Coast, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. So if they're going to come this way, they'd have to build a warehouse here and then have the locations and whatnot. So I don't know. Eventually, maybe. But then you start to lose your way. You get too big, you know? And
look at Quiznos.
It's funny you bring that up. I was talking with somebody with the Royals about that the other day, and we're like, whatever happened to that sandwich shop? And we couldn't, Quiznos, right? And we're like, oh, yeah, they used to boil the meat in the water and slap it on bread and like.
Chicken carbonara.
That was the one. Yeah, dude. Nailed it, right? That was good. That was fact. But what happened to Quiznos? They got too big, I guess, and then the quality went down and they couldn't do it.
It's a terrible story to look up. It makes me sad.
Is that what happened with Quiznos?
They just over-franchised and then like certain places got certain stuff and other places didn't.
They couldn't keep up, And that's why internet, like if you're not within 8 hours of a warehouse and their facility, whatever you want to call it, they're not going to open stores because they can't do it. They want to keep the quality control where it is. And there is something to the allure of not being everywhere, too.
Also, look at Chipotle, right? 20 years ago, Chipotle slapped. It's hit and miss because there's so many of them. You got to keep the product. Anyways, speaking of winning and what is now expected is in the Kansas City Royals franchise because like 15, this team showed up eager, ready to go. They knew what the business model was. Salvador Perez knows what it is. You were there. You heard the talks, the conversations. You were talking to high names and high places. That's what it is, man. Go win the division. Go get over 83.5 wins and go take control of the Central.
Well, and that's not necessarily the goal. That's the thought. The thought from these guys down in spring training, and we can get more on this from Vern when he joined us at 820, is like they walked into spring training and the players to management were like, okay, we know we're going to the playoffs. Like that's the feeling right now, which is like refreshing to hear, right? It's not, well, I hope we can be 500. I hope we get off to a fast start. I hope we're around by training camp and all this stuff. They went into spring training this year knowing they were in the playoffs. It's just now a matter of going out there and executing. And you've got to have that belief, right? That mindset that says we're going to the postseason. It can't be something that you hope to do. It has to be something that you know. And it's very reminiscent of what goes on across the parking lot for now with the Chiefs until they go their separate ways. I mean, the Chiefs winning isn't going to stop. But the Chiefs go into the season where the Super Bowl, we know we're going to the Super Bowl. We know we're going to the AFC Championship game. And now we just got to do what we need to do to get there. And so mindset, 90% of what you do in life can be determined by how you think. And you have that mindset of, we know we're going to the playoffs. We know we're going to win this thing. We know we're going to be playing in October. Then you will end up playing in October. And it's cool to hear the players and management people talk about that kind of stuff, Dusty. Mm-hmm. Like, we know we're going to the playoffs this year. It's just a matter of getting out there and executing. And now what you do in the postseason, it's all going to be determined by what you do in the playoffs. And I think from a fan base standpoint now, that needs to be our expectation. No more of they're cute, they're fun, they're young. It's all about now. You got to go out there and win. They have the expectation to be in the playoffs. We should have that expectation for this team to be in the playoffs this year.
The Royal-
and Baseball America picked them to finish fourth in the division.
Go prove them wrong.
Yes.
The Kansas City regular season win total is 83.5 on DraftKings.
You're gonna have to, I think, get over that to get in the playoffs
for
this
year,
right? So hit the over.
Bobby Witt Jr. is now +450 to be the MVP of baseball in the American League. Aaron Judge +310 ahead of him. So the next closest guy, Yordan Alvarez at +600, and then our guy over in Baltimore, Vern's guy, Gunnar Henderson, at
who's
plus
banged up a little bit, isn't he?
See what happens.
I'm not mistaken. Baseball America did pick Bobby Witt Jr. to win the American League MVP. And I was talking to somebody over the weekend. I guess there was an article in The Athletic about like who the best player in baseball is. And everybody says it's Bobby Witt, but Shohei gets, the nod because he pitches, he hits. He is the best player in baseball, probably the best we've ever seen in baseball. But just take a step back for a minute and realize we have the second best player in all of Major League Baseball playing in our city. Don't forget that. Don't forget how special it is to see Bobby Witt and never take that for granted. Just like I hope people have not, I've been saying for years, do not take this Chiefs run for granted. We're getting ready to start a Royals run with a Cy Young candidate every year and an MVP candidate every year. Do not take this for granted. Enjoy it, embrace it, watch it, you know, love it up, because before you know it, it's going to be gone, just like it is with Travis Kelce at the end of this season. It's going to be gone. It's going to change. It's going to be different. You've got to embrace all this. Oh, and we got a Hall of Famer, by the way, catching as well. So
there's a lot of similarities in the Royals and the Chiefs right now.
Yeah, right now.
Like,
yeah,
this could be the last season of Salvador Perez at Kauffman Stadium or in Kansas City, depending on what they want to do next year, right, with his contract. Bobby Witt Jr. is the guy, like Mahomes is the guy. Mm. And is Andy Reid not cool, complex, and relaxed, and those things? How's the manager for the Royals?
Saw Q on Saturday. Walked up. He was sitting, you know, behind home plate, and I walked up to him and go, hey, he goes, nice of you to show up on the last day and kind of buzz in. I go, look, I was here yesterday. You chose not to show up, which he went to the split squad game over where the other team. Yeah. He goes, yeah, I took the day off. I'm like, but it's just like, it's that attitude, that coolness that Q has that is so important, man. Like, yeah, we've you know, ripped Matheny enough with the and then you got Q is like, you know, nice of you to show up on the last day buzzing in here. I'm like, hey, man, got to keep a keen eye on things. I'll tell you what I thought on Wednesday. I told him so.
I do love the fact that, like, you know, we're ready for baseball because you do have a winning product. You have something that's proven to you that can be sustainable. And you had mentioned on Twitter, like, this yesterday was the last Sunday without baseball.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be able to go home starting Thursday. And you get home, you know, not this Friday, unfortunately, but you'll get home on a weeknight, Thursday night. What are we going to want? Throw it on
baseball.
The Royals.
Mm-hmm.
However you watch it, however you get it. I don't want to hear about it.
You can get it. It's very easy to get. Sign up for the app or just listen on the radio or, you know, whatever the case may
that's
be.
Old now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's done.
My 80-year-old friend in Arizona has mastered this. You can as well.
You can do this.
Right.
We're talking about similarities between the Royals and Chiefs. We talked last week how the AFC West might be the best division in football. AL Central's got to be up there, right?
It's there with the AL East.
Well, but who in the AL East right now? People are in love with Boston right now.
Have you seen their farm system?
The Red Sox?
Yeah. It's only going to get brought up sooner than later. See, it's disgusting.
But who is the favorite? Like
Baltimore.
Is it betting odds? It's the Yankees.
Yeah, still. And like you said, you know they're going to make moves. They're going to get some ridiculous players and fill the spots.
Right.
Of course.
Yes, that's what they do.
They'll go 500 in the first month and think the sky is falling, and then they'll just go get a bunch of players. And then Baltimore's going to be really good.
Baltimore's going to be good. But you know what? They fade every year. So are they going to win the American League? Like, look at Baltimore. They start out great, and then they kind of dissipate.
Couldn't beat those boys in blue last year in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so who's the favorite? Like, Detroit, I think, is the sleeper in all of this. I think a lot of people are kind of going, just keep an eye out for Detroit.
Keep an eye out for Cleveland until they prove you wrong otherwise, because they're always there. They got the leaders. They've got the players. But yeah, Baltimore, Detroit, Boston, Yankees.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They're all there. And it all begins Thursday.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.